This is VOA News. I'm Nicole Livis. The leaders of the United States, Mexico, and Canada have signed a new North American trade deal underpinning $1.2 trillion in annual commerce among the three countries. U.S. President Donald Trump is calling the signing of the U.S.-Mexico-Canada agreement a truly groundbreaking achievement. The USMCA replaces NAFTA, which Trump criticized during his campaign, terming it the worst trade deal in history and blaming it for the loss of American manufacturing jobs since it went into effect in 1994.
In the United States, the new trade pact will support high-paying manufacturing jobs and promote greater access for American exports across the range of sectors, including our farming, manufacturing, and service industries.
The signing of the so-called free trade agreement comes at a time when tens of billions of dollars of tariffs remain in place on goods. Lawmakers from all three countries must still approve it. Expectations are building over whether President Trump and Chinese President Xi Jinping can reach a deal to defuse tensions over trade disputes and security issues when they meet during the summit. VOA's Nike Ching reports.
Unfair. This is how U.S. President Donald Trump has described China's trade practices. Days before meeting his Chinese counterpart Xi Jinping in Argentina, Trump laid out his condition for a trade deal with China.
It could happen. We have a good relationship. It is what the bottom line is. China has to treat us fairly. They haven't been. They have to treat us fairly.
U.S. officials accuse Beijing of stealing intellectual property and violating its obligations as a World Trade Organization member. They say the G20 talks are aimed at addressing those and other concerns. Nike Ching, VOA News, State Department.
Get updates from the G20 summit in Argentina on voanews.com. This is VOA News. President Trump criticized the probe by special counsel Robert Mueller Friday in a tweet from the G20 summit site in Argentina, again calling it a witch hunt and saying he didn't end up doing any development deals in Russia. Reporters traveling with Trump say he has been in a bad mood and distracted after his former lawyer Michael Cohen admitted on Thursday to lying to Congress about a Trump real estate deal in Russia. Ohio State University legal analyst Rick Simmons told VOA Cohen's plea could be a significant turn in the investigation.
This guilty plea is directly tied to Russia's contacts with Cohen and then through Cohen to Trump. And so that's something that we haven't seen a lot of in the Mueller probe so far, is something that links, in fact, Russian interests to Trump.
President Trump apparently will not be sitting down with Russian President Vladimir Putin at the summit. This follows Moscow's seizure of three Ukrainian vessels and their crews as they tried to make their way to a Ukrainian port on Sunday in continued tensions between the two countries. Global health experts tackling Ebola are urging the Trump administration to allow specialists back to high-risk areas in the Congo. AP correspondent Charles de Ledesma reports.
Experts say U.S. disease specialists must return to the northeast of the vast Central African nation to help fight the second largest Ebola outbreak in history. The specialists have been sidelined for weeks, ordered away from the region due to State Department security concerns. Now, two top medical journals are calling for an administration change of mind to get the group back where they're sorely needed. Health workers now compare the area to a war zone. Dozens of rebel groups are active, and attacks by them have forced workers to halt Ebola containment for days at a time. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
A South Korean train entered to North Korea on Friday as the two countries began inspecting northern railways tracks they hope to relink with the South. About 30 officials from each side will participate in an 18-day joint survey of railways tracks cut since the Korean War. The Koreas, however, cannot proceed much further with the project without the removal of U.S.-led sanctions against the North. The U.S. has said the sanctions will remain until North Korea takes convincing measures toward full denuclearization. The U.N. Security Council granted exemptions to sanctions last week, allowing the implementation of the cross-border infrastructure project. Aid workers and humanitarian organizations expressed concerns about unsanitary conditions at the sports complex in Tijuana, Mexico, where more than 6,000 Central American migrants are packed into a space adequate for half that many people, and where lice infestations and respiratory infections are rampant. UNICEF voiced its concern for the well-being of more than 1,000 migrant children waiting in Tijuana or still moving north through Mexico. I'm Nicole Livis, VOA News. We'll be right back.